Timmons, firms have been hired to help plan the future look of the hotel recently bought by the Cochrane District Services Board, CDSB. The agency acquired the Timmons Building for the proposed Homelessness and Addiction Recovery Treatment, HART, hub. The province has not announced what municipalities are getting funding for the facilities, though CDSB Director of Health Jean Carrière hopes it will be next week. At Thursday's CDSB meeting, he gave an update on the renovations, planning consultations, and clinical and operational frameworks. There was no discussion by CDSB board members on the item. CDSB bought the former Ramada Inn at 1800 Riverside Drive in the west end of Timmins for $11 million in December. Carrière said two firms, SGL Planning and Design and G Architects, have been hired for planning and design work. The estimated cost for the consulting services is $35,000. SGL Planning and Design is helping with zoning for current and future options. With the development of the site, we want to ensure that it meets zoning requirements, but with any future planning, such as transitional housing or seniors housing, we would require a zoning change. So, we do have a consultant working on the planning side for that, said Carrière. Because there are no current drawings of the building, the architectural firm is helping with that. The drawings will help when CDSB applies for funding, he said. They have an interesting piece of equipment that they're using to come up with this. Basically, they use a camera to come in and do a 3D of the whole building and come up with new plans, said Carrière. The architects also have engineers looking at heating, air conditioning and electrical work. CDSB is currently using 15 of the 105 rooms for Indigenous housing programs and a project with one of the women's shelters. Out-of-town staff are also staying there. The organization is using the building for meeting space, and previous conference room bookings are being honored. Minor renovations including plastering, painting, and replacing flooring are also being done. See, former Timmins Hotel being used for prior bookings, some renovations started. Carrière said the HART Hub Committee is working on operational plans. As a committee, we continue to work and meet on a regular basis. We're talking about clients, patient care, what that looks like for admission, discharge, and the types of services that are going to be offered at the facility, he said. We're working with other agencies outside the facility. For example, if somebody comes to the HART Hub for treatment and supportive housing, how do we then transition them back to transitional housing in Kirkland Lake, Timiskaming, or other areas? We're having those conversations and lining those things up. The discussions also include opportunities to share staff and resources at the proposed facility. And then alternate use plans are always part of our discussion when we meet. So, we keep that as an option when we're talking about alternatives if we don't get the funding, and what that looks like and how we continue to work together, he said. Pending provincial funding decision. The CDSB has applied for provincial funding to be one of the 19 HART Hub facilities. The proposal for a Timmins HART Hub, known locally as the Wellness Center of Excellence, WCE, was submitted in October 2024. The WCE is a proposed centralized service hub aiming to offer primary care, addiction and mental health services, Indigenous-focused care, supportive housing with services, and life skill and employment training. It would not be an emergency shelter, offer harm reduction supplies or be a supervised consumption site. CDSB is asking for up to $6.3 million annually for 3 years and up to $1.8 million in one-time funding. Under the HART Hub model, $1.3 million of the $6.3 million annually would be specifically for supportive housing. Major capital costs for new or full building renovations are not eligible for funding. Earlier this month, the province announced the 9 supervised consumption sites transitioning to a HART Hub. Applications for the 10 remaining sites, including Timmins, are still under review. The goal is for the facilities to open by April 1st. While there's no timeline from the province on when the rest of the approved HART Hubs will be named, Carrière is hopeful it will be announced at the Rural Ontario Municipal Association, ROMA, conference being held January 19-25. Carrier said the group remains committed to addressing mental health and addiction challenges in the region. All of the partners are committed to continuing that communication and the work that we're doing at that table, he said. It'll be very challenging having a facility to do if we don't get the funding.